fingers grazed his skin, teasing, tempting, the sailor surrendering, drawn deeper into her chorus. In a breathless sigh, her grip tightened, plunging him under. By the time the enchanted realized what had happened, he was already fighting for his life, her crimson tresses swathing his neck, pulling him deeper. Thrashing against the waves, struggling against the maiden, he watched as her porcelain skin stretched, cracked, bled and rotted, flesh hanging from bone. As the struggle weakened, she sang him another tune, laughing, until he drew his final breath. I'm your host, Melissa Nunez, and welcome to Canon the Cryptic, your source for all things strange, spooky, and unexplained. When it comes to myths, merfolk are not one and the same. Some are half-human beauties with a hunger for sailors, while others walk the shores as humans but swam the ocean as something else entirely. But as Ulysses learned in the Odyssey, many water maidens had a thirst for blood, and like Siren, Rusalki would entice humans to get it. While pagan lore is rich with Rusalki, the stories were different, depending on where you were. The Rusalki were whimsical and charming in areas of plentiful crops and pristine shores. In areas of harsher climates, Rusalki were murderous and would crawl out of the water and drag mortals to their death. And similar to Siren, the Rusalki would use their beauty and soothing voice to entice onlookers to come closer. Rusalki were once human, those whose lives ended in tragedy, some by murder, some by suicide, and some whose lives were simply cut short. But all Rusalka started the same, death by water, betrayed by men. All damned to wither in the afterlife with a seemingly endless ache for vengeance. This was until their death was avenged, or they fulfilled what was unfinished in life. Unlike mermaids, the Rusalki had legs. They walked on land, even climbed trees. Slavic cultures would honor Rusalki Week at the beginning of summer. During this time, it was wise to stay away from the shores entirely, especially if you were a man. Rusalki played in sweeping branches of weeping willows, swinging from the limbs of tall birch trees and dancing in circles under the pale moonlight. Those who came upon the celebrations were made to dance with the Rusalki, blistering, bleeding feet, as the tired soul was forced to continue with the nymph's chorus, ultimately never to be seen again. At the end of Rusalki Week, villages near the shores held rituals to either banish the maidens back to their watery grave or appease their merciless thirst. This tradition was well maintained until the 1930s, until Soviet forces did away with it altogether. As you float in deep, dark waters, do you worry about what lies beneath? While you may or may not believe in Rusalki, or sirens, our ancestors have for centuries. And humans have explored so much more than they ever could have imagined. Yet over 80% of our oceans remain uncharted. While we worry about what life awaits us light years away, what is lurking beneath our own depths? Thank you for tuning in on another episode of Candidly Cryptic. If you happen to enjoy all things strange, spooky, and unexplained, please follow for more.